Okay, so we'll now move to the formal part of the meeting. The voting procedures, only security holders and their proxies, attorneys or representatives are entitled to speak and vote. As a significant number of security holders now vote by proxy, the board considers it appropriate to recognise the votes both of those security holders present here today and those who voted by proxy. Accordingly, voting will be conducted by a poll. I'm declaring the poll open now so that security holders who cannot stay for the full meeting can vote at any time. For security holders with blue cards, please mark your votes on the back of your blue card. Please ensure that you place your completed card in one of the ballot boxes near the exit when you leave. And if you need any assistance, there are plenty of staff from Computershare available. We will show the proxy holders on a screen at the conclusion of the discussion of each question, and time will be set aside at the end of the meeting for people to complete their polling cards. Maria Joseph Palak from Computershare will act as the returning officer for the purposes of conducting and determining the results of the poll. As it is unlikely the poll will be available at the close of the meeting, the results of the poll will be released to the ASX and be available on our website as soon as possible today. Your board believes the recommendations for the resolutions put to the meeting today are in the best interest of ALE security holders, and those recommendations are all unanimously supported by all directors to the extent we are permitted to vote. I table the notice of meeting sent to security holders and dated 15th of September 2019, which contains six items of business. And with your permission, I propose to take the notice of meeting as read. The first item of formal business is to receive and consider the financial reports of ALE Property Group and the reports of the directors and auditor for the year ended 30 June 2019. A copy of the reports has been sent to security holders who requested a copy, and the reports have been made available on our website. While there is no vote required on item one, this is an opportunity for security holders to ask questions and make comments on the reports and on the management of the company generally. And you may also ask the auditor's representatives, Eileen Hoggett, any questions relevant to the audit. And before doing that, if people have questions on remuneration, if you can leave those until the conclusion of the meeting, or the end of the meeting. Are there any questions on the financial report? If not, we'll move to resolution one. And as that resolution relates to my re-election to the company, I'll ask Pippa Downes, Chairman of the Audit and Risk Committee, to take the chair.
Thanks, Robert. Robert McTeer retires as the director of the company at the end of this meeting, and in accordance with the company's constitution and the ASX listing rules, being eligible for re-election, has offered himself for re-election. I refer to Robert's details included in the notice of meeting and confirm that the board, excluding Robert, unanimously supports Robert's re-election. Does any security holder wish to speak or ask any questions on the re-election of Robert McTeer as director? The details of the proxies received on this resolution are outlined on the slide behind me. Please mark your voting cards for Resolution 1. I'll now hand the meeting back to Robert.
Thanks, Pippa, and I should say that I also support my nomination, but I'm not entitled to vote, apparently. So. Resolution 2. Bernard Stanton retires as a director of the company at the end of this meeting, and in accordance with the company's constitution and the ASX listing rules and being eligible for election, has offered himself for election. I refer to Bernard's details included in the notice of meeting and confirm that the board, excluding Bernard, unanimously supports Bernard's election. And as I said before, he was most concerned not to be here for his first annual general meeting, but given his daughter's wedding, we reluctantly gave him a leave pass. I promise he'll be here next year. Any questions? There are no questions. The proxy summary is on the screen behind me. Okay, resolution three is the non-binding advisory vote on the adoption of the remuneration report. It is a requirement under the Corporations Act that the remuneration report be put to security holders for adoption. The vote on this item of business is advisory only. However, the board will consider the outcome of the vote when reviewing our remuneration policy. The company's remuneration report for the year ended 30 June 2019 is contained within the director's report on pages 11 to 17 of the annual report. And I would first like to make some comments before providing an opportunity for you to ask questions or make comments. The objectives of the company's executive reward framework is to ensure that reward for performance is transparent, reasonable, competitive, and appropriate for the results delivered. The framework aligns executive reward with achievement of strategic objectives and the creation of value for security holders. In the past, we have consulted with external remuneration consultants in structuring an executive remuneration framework which is market competitive and complementary to the reward objectives of the organisation. The current executive incentive scheme includes a 50% cash component and a 50% deferred equity component in the form of an executive stapled security scheme, which was approved at the 2011 AGM. Are there any questions on remuneration? Paul Sayer will be very disappointed if he doesn't get any questions. No questions. The proxy results for Resolution 3 are on the screen behind me. Moving to Resolution 4 is the approval for the grant of ESSS rights to the ALE Stapled Securities to Mr. Andrew Wilkinson, the Managing Director, which forms part of his Executive Incentive Scheme entitlement for the 2019 financial year. Details of the proposed grant are set out in the explanatory memorandum to the notice of meeting. The directors believe the proposed equity incentive as part of the broader remuneration structure is important in attracting and retaining key executive talent, and the total remuneration arrangements are fair and reasonable. In addition, the equity incentive proposed aligns the interest of Mr. Wilkinson with the interests of stapled security holders by providing him the opportunity to be awarded with an equity interest in ALE Property Group, subject to the achievement of challenging performance conditions. The board, excluding Mr. Wilkinson, unanimously recommends that security holders vote in favour of this resolution. Any comments? In which case, we'll show you the proxies for Resolution 4. Resolution 5 is approval for the increasing of the non-executive director fee pool. We're seeking security holder approval for an increase in the maximum aggregate amount available for payment to non-executive directors by amount of $100,000 to $850,000 per annum. The purpose of increasing the non-executive director fee pool is as follows. The board instigated a renewal process in 2014, and all the directors in office at that time have retired and been replaced. Since that time, the board has appointed two nominee directors of Caledonia Investments, a substantial security holder. Because of these appointments, the existing fee pool has reached its limit, and therefore there is no capacity in the current fee pool for new directors to be appointed. Increasing the fee pool will provide the board with the flexibility to make new appointments, recognising the importance of orderly succession planning and the desirability of having transition periods between outgoing and incoming directors. It also allows for an increase in non-executive director remuneration over time to independently assess market competitive levels and to reflect changes in responsibilities. Now, I'd be very clear, there is no current intention or no intention at this time to increase the fees paid to the individual directors. This is all about making sure that we've got a buffer that as we continue our program of director renewal that we can have crossover periods between directors to ensure a smooth transition. Are there any questions? In which case, the proxies for Resolution 5 are on the screen. Okay, the exciting moment to complete the poll. All those people that have a blue security form, if you could mark the back of the box, either for, against or abstain. If you have any questions, please ask ComputerShare for assistance. And while that is happening, are there any final questions that anyone would like to ask? So the polls are now being collected, but there being no further questions, I will now declare the 2019 Annual General Meeting closed, subject to finalisation of the poll. And I would like everyone to join us for a cup of tea at the back of the room. Thank you for your attendance today.